Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown Podcast. My name is Adam.
And I'm Yusuf. Today, we would like to ask you guys to go on iTunes, leave us a review, rate us.
Subscribe.
Follow us on Spotify. Go to iTunes, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow our pages. Leave us some DMs, some reviews, some comments.
And leave Yus a happy birthday.
True. I am
got
25.
Got a little bit of fun last night, so he might be a little bit hazy on the podcast today, but
a little hungover.
True that. Well, as a birthday present to you, we went to the Wanda. We beat Atletico away with Laoz as the ref. Didn't think we would, scratch through that one, but Messi saved the day. Stegen saved the day. How did
you feel
in general about the game?
Overall, I think it kind of is coming from our last game as well. The energy seeped into this game, and it seemed like we're not being so stagnant, playing statue ball anymore. The ball's moving. We're moving. I'm not 100% happy because the first 20 minutes of that game was rough.
I feel like 70 to 80 was also a little bit rough.
Yeah, but that was like close to the time we scored, right? We scored in the 85th minute, so it was kind of leading up to it. But no, I was a little shaky on some of those plays. Stegen had to come up big.
True. Sergio Roberto had some good clearances. True. Yeah, I think, it would be easy to be cynical and be not very happy with our performance, but it's an away game, one of the two, three biggest away games we have all season long. We were playing in some crazy rain, right? So the ball's a little bit slippery. Could we have seen more offense? Were there times when the team looked stagnant and looked like we were just passing side to side? Yes, and there's always room for improvement, but hey, we've been cursed by a poor away performances all season long, and besides maybe the Eibar away game, this was one of our best away performances of the year. So, I remember seeing on Bein Sports after the game, they talked to Stegen, and they brought up this conundrum we keep talking about, which is, the team's not really playing at the level we all want to see, but we're top of La Liga, we just won our group, the group of death, and overall I'm pretty happy.
Even Stegen was commenting and saying that, some of these big teams are all having their issues.
Man City is really dropping points. Arsenal, Man U, Liverpool, kind of the guys who beat us up last season, are doing really well. But they even drew in the Champions League, I believe, last round. So, you're not always going to win. You're not always going to look great. But hopefully, piece by piece, the team will get better. I mean, I think after the international break, these last two games, like you were saying, we have seen good momentum pushing us forward. The team looks more engaged and pressing. Suarez is looking better. So overall, I'm happy with the trajectory, right? We're leading up to this big Clasico. It's going to be huge on December 18th. Let's hope the team can find, steady ground, and then we can get kind of a, what they call the Gala 11 set, which is like, what are the best 11 players Valverde can put out in our biggest games? I think we've noticed a lot of transitions around the midfield, and then as well in our back four, there's been some issues because of injuries.
Piqué today.
True, yeah. Hopefully he won't be hurt, but at the same time, I think a lot of people all around are saying, hey, if Umtiti can play, game after game, if his knee can hold up, with the form he's on, he might be even doing better than Piqué. Piqué actually had some good tackles today and had some great passing. And, when we looked a little bit stagnant, he was pushing up offensively. I don't think he's been horrible. But, it does seem like he has been distracted by the whole Davis Cup and the whole tennis world. He's had some comments lately that people didn't like. I even saw a recap of the, Rakuten Barca inside view of last season. In one of the sessions, he's saying, like, oh, we told Valverde we're going out in New York no matter what. And, seemed like, I hate to say that his concentration's not fully in Barca, but of course we love Piqué and we're sad to see him get hurt. Thankfully, we've seen Umtiti kind of rise up and look good in the last week. So hopefully, Umtiti and Lenglet can lock it down if Piqué's out for a while. Piqué did come back on the field and play for like 4 minutes before they took him out. So hopefully it's not a huge deal. That Vitolo tackle was pretty rough. Mm-hmm. Thought it should have been a red card. Of course, Laoz didn't give it, but it was knee-on-knee contact, which I don't think is going to have like a long-term, like some sort of ACL, MCL tear or anything like that.
Well, the issue was he was holding the opposite leg of the contact, which was the interesting part. When he slid and hit him, he hit his right leg. I'm pretty sure he hit his right leg and his left leg was the one he was grabbing, his knee, I should say.
We'll have to check that after the game.
Okay.
So to get into the lineups today, I think the front three, we were pretty we expected
standard.
It, right? Now that Dembele's out for 10 weeks, you know, we're all pretty sad about that. He's going to miss the Clásico.
More hamstring plague.
Wasn't it a quad issue?
No, it was his bicep femoris, his hamstring.
Interesting.
Sure.
I thought originally after the game they said it was a quad injury, but, you know, another hammy injury is not very good, obviously. But regardless, you know, Messi, Griezmann, Suarez, that was pretty standard.
Sure.
The midfield was interesting. We had Frankie, Arthur, and Rakitic.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think when you saw that?
Judging off of Rakitic's last performance, I think, you know, that was a solid choice. He came in and, you know, Rakitic has this weird tendency to try, like, he kind of plays both sides of the ball sometimes, and more times he'll do more of a defensive role. And today, I saw him and I thought, you know, let's give him another chance because he hasn't had that much time. I'm kind of happy to see him a little bit more. He was barely getting any time at the beginning of the season, and now it looks like Valverde's trusting him a little bit more, and maybe he'll gain some confidence back and not make those simple mistakes like he did in last game, like the first possession where he had that awful touch. But I was happy about it, and I think it gives him an opportunity to get up to form if he's going to be played in these big games, as well as give Boosie a little bit of a rest because he's had some rough games in the, you know, recently. And then FDJ, of course, I liked Arthur. I loved having coming back and seeing his performance. What's that?
Yeah, well, I was glad to see Rakitic. It looked like in the last game he was, like, hungry to play and hungry to do well. I had felt for the first, you know, 2 to 3 months of the season that when he was being subbed in, he would come in and not really look like he was that encouraged or motivated.
It
looks like
he's
got a little bit of a fire back under himself. And, you know, we had seen for certain periods of the season that Arthur, Frankie, and Busquets was like the big three that were being used a lot by Valverde. It was interesting to see, you know, the Rakitic for Busquets swap, where Rakitic was playing as that, you know, CDM, kind of helping move the ball from the back lines to the front. But yeah, like you said, I was really glad to see Arthur. I mean, we had been kind of baffled by the fact that he wasn't playing, considering he's been pretty good this season. Although, again, we had the issue where Arthur wasn't able to complete a full 90.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's hard to really say what's going on there because we haven't heard a lot from the club like we did last year about Arthur not having the fitness to play 90, but something must be up.
To have him be pulled out again? Yeah, I don't know. And it's weird because when Valverde talks about it, he's talking about fighting for a spot, right? He's not saying like there's any issues with the player other than maybe his performance, which I don't think his performance is not that great. I think he has made some, you know, mistakes at some times. But today we saw him make a beautiful forward pass that went to Messi on the right side. If he continues to perform like that and make passes like that, I couldn't see why Valverde's talking about his form. And I didn't see a fitness issue on the field. There wasn't a point where I thought, oh, look, he looks really slow or he looks really tired.
Hmm.
So I'm not 100% sure what's going on with that. But it was great to have him back.
Yep. And then in the back line, we had Firpo because Alba's injured. We had Piqué and Lenglet, and then Sergio Roberto. You know, I was glad to see Sergio Roberto because he had such a good game at the Camp Nou against Dortmund midweek in the Champions League. Sergio Roberto always plays way better at the Camp Nou than he does away when he's at right back, I feel. But today he had a very solid performance. Maybe, you know, in my opinion, like our third best player. So it was good to see him. He showed both composure in defense and offense, which usually he's more slanted to the offensive way, but he had that huge clearance.
Defense today, he was big.
Huge clearance off the line that saved a goal in the first half. And, you know, I think throughout the whole game, we were kind of dreading in that first 70 minutes, 80 minutes or so, like, hey, if they score first, they're just going to, you know, keep sitting back and we're going to have a hard time breaking through. So some of his clutch performances on the back line were really awesome. And then Firpo.
There's a lot to say about that.
Yeah, so let's get into the game. I mean, just throughout the game, I think if we had to choose like a worst player, it had to be Firpo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's young. It was raining. It was the toughest, you know, one of the toughest away stadiums in La Liga. And so, you know, I don't want to be too hard on the kid, but he did not look very good. It looked like he was constantly in fear of making a huge mistake. And so he was like not very confident on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he had a header that just went out. He, you know, gave the ball away a few times.
Just simple mistakes that shouldn't be happening, right? It's like the stuff you're practicing on or the plays you're rehearsing during practice, the little minute things that you just need to have naturally, he wasn't having today. Like the little passes, the little touches, the little headers. Like, I don't know why he seemed to be so off. And like you said, it could be he was in fear of making a mistake that could lead Atletico to scoring. But even when you do something like that, it's not like he added too much to like the defense, and he had issues connecting with Griezmann on the left side, and I think that kind of affected our game plan, because if Griezmann's not getting balls from, you know, the players near him, it's or like pushing forward because he likes to do those one touch runs, and then Firpo's not following up with the pass forward, that really damages what, you know, our offensive play and what Griezmann can do.
And then we're playing Griezmann out of position.
True.
You know, so just compounded on each other. I think we're really realizing that we missed Jordi Alba, which is also confusing because Jordi Alba has not been the best of players, but clearly he's, you know, at least one step up, if yeah. not more, of Alba or of Firpo.
Firpo doesn't even add any crosses or anything. At least Alba would try to do some, like, the people might predict that it was the Alba to Messi cross, but Firpo doesn't do that at all.
True. So I guess getting down to the game, I mean, I think definitely the first 20 minutes were probably the most shaky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we weren't really able to command the ball and have a lot of possession, and they kept just putting in some great crosses. Trippier on the right side.
Oh, my gosh, I was scared for
a while. Yeah, was whipping in some balls. Mm-hmm. You know, thankfully we had Stegen. Again, you know, one of the biggest saviors we have. He just has he's just the best goalkeeper in the world. There's nothing really better to say or, you know, about him. He just constantly is that line of defense that we need.
I agree, and we have to give it up to him. I think one of the other previous games, we totally forgot to talk about Stegen's performance. I just want to, you know, talk about he's just been a solid rock recently. Even when our defense looks shaky, he doesn't seem to be as shaky. He's not getting, you know, he's not losing confidence when things aren't looking good. He's staying grounded.
He's given up quite a few goals. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we have not had that many clean sheets this year. And, you know, sometimes that would rock a player's confidence. But I think, you know, he understands that he's on his game. Just sometimes our defense leaves people open for crosses that, you know,
you can't save everything.
Yeah. Today he had just some amazing, there was that header that he saved with his right arm, his
true,
forearm.
True.
Wonderful.
I think that overall, I also want to give props to Lenglet again, being very solid. It's hard to every game say like Lenglet did great because he just does it every game, but I just want to shout him out again.
I want to shout out Atletico, man. You know,
true.
Even though Messi ended up scoring the goal, they did a great job, I feel like, of kind of freezing us up. You know, it looks like whenever we're on the counterattack, we just are way more threatening than when we have to build up play from the back, right? I think that was a big theme of this game, is whenever we were on the counterattack and we had, you know, a ball going across and Suarez doing a dummy, or, you know, we had that Griezmann, when he had that chance to volley the ball in,
that was,
you know,
nice.
Just missed. Yeah, it looks like the counterattack is really where our team's able to thrive and create confusion by playing quick passes, by doing dummies, by, you know, trying to connect with each other. The big negative for this game is definitely our ability to build out of the back and create offense, right? It seems that, you know, this issue that we've been talking about all season, where if you play Messi as right wing and then he drifts to the middle, it leaves that whole front right part of our attack open. And so it seems like the defense can kind of solidify the lines and know where everyone is. And so, you know, we saw a few situations, especially right after the first half started or the second half started, that the team really wasn't able to build from the back. It was a lot of side to side passing, then trying to give it up to Sergio Roberto or Messi to, you know, drive in. And then there was so much, the defense was able to be so compact because of our lack of width that we weren't able to really make any offensive, you know, strides to try and score on goal. You know, Suarez had a nice shot from outside of the box that could have gone in. So did Griezmann. But there weren't that many shot opportunities on goal that we had that were built from the back.
Well, the issue is with you talking about the compactness. We had, like, at points in the game, we had the whole right side of the field with no one there. Right?
Just empty.
Yeah. And so what is, you know, Sergio Roberto doing over there if he's, or what is he not doing over there, you know, if he's not, you know, trying to spread the defense out or whatever he's doing. Even Messi sometimes, that was supposed to be on the right side, was not found on the right side. A little too often was he drifting middle. But from my perspective, Messi had some great dribbles today.
Whole season.
Yeah, the whole
fire.
Season, true. But today, in last game, he looked really good on his runs, looked very energetic and was fighting for the ball when he
stripped. He was pressing a lot, yeah.
Yeah, stripped some a good ball, and I think he took a shot. I don't remember exactly, but overall great. And like I said, I like the Arthur's pass forward. And then I did want to talk about FDJ. I thought he did well, but I think I guess in the first 20 minutes, I would say he looked a little shaky. He had a bad header that almost led to a goal that bothered
me. True, that was a bad clearance. Overall, though, I think the whole team looked bad in that first 20, right?
Yeah, I agree.
There's no player you're going to say did well, but, you know, which means I agree with you that he did not play well, but I feel like the whole team was just shaky when the game started. And, you know, it seems like we almost waited out Atletico's endurance, right? We had them pressing forward, trying to, you know, captivate on the energy of the crowd, on the anti-Griezmann rhetoric that all the fans were chanting that they wanted Griezmann to die, which was pretty ugly. But, you know, they really put it all out on the line in that first 30 minutes. And once we were able to withstand that, it kind of seemed like the team took a deep breath, you know, understood that, hey, they gave us the best attack that they had, and we were able to withstand it. Now let's try to take the ball to them. And it seemed that, you know, I thought Frankie did a really good job. I think he's got a great football mind and is able to make a lot of runs and, you know, even off the ball that are able to, like, drag defenders around. And he's also, you know, pushing forward. There were some times in the game when he was pushing up on that right side, and I thought that really gave us a new dynamic and a new element of our attack that we don't always have. It does seem like, you know, we haven't really found out the best way to utilize all of our players together yet, but you know, you don't have to play perfect to win the league, right? You just have to, you win 1-0 and that's good enough. And so as much as, you know, this wasn't the greatest offensive performance we've had, we played one of our biggest rivals away and stole a point, right?
For sure.
And then just how sick was that Messi goal, man? And then him, you know, patting the crest after he scored it. It was just like, just inject it straight into my veins. It was beautiful.
We were ecstatic.
Yeah, I think all the Barca fans were going crazy. I mean, just once again,
big points, man.
He came up and saved the day. Just like against Dortmund, I think, again, Suarez had a beautiful little soft touch to get it to Messi so that he could shoot the ball. And he scored that, you know, very famous going from right to left curler into the side of the net. I thought, overall, Suarez, man, looked a lot better.
Energetic, for sure.
Before the international break, we were really critical of his play. He would have, you know, he would score two goals against the lower side in La Liga, then he would not show up in big games in the Champions League or against some of our opponents. But since the international break, the last two games, which is not a great sample size, he's looked really locked in. His touch has looked a lot better, and I've been pretty happy with his interplay with the players. And, you know, like we said last game, it does look like Griezmann, even though he might be being played out of position, is, you know, connecting more with Messi and Suarez. Like we said, he had that volley where I thought he could have scored. I've noticed Suarez has really put in a lot more dummies where he'll let the ball go through to Griezmann, and Messi's looking for Griezmann as well. So, you know, not perfect, but something for us to build on.
But honestly, it looks like Suarez has have become more football-minded almost. Like, it's almost more natural to him right now in this point of the season to make some of these touches and plays. And like the Messi goal, he had that one perfect touch pass. It was perfect strength. It drew the defender off Messi just enough to give him some room so he could score. I just think overall he's changed his mindset. He doesn't look as slow. He looks like he's naturally doing things as opposed to like trying so hard to create. Because sometimes it looks like he's trying so hard, but nothing's coming from it. But now it looks almost natural to him, and I'm really enjoying the change that he's adding to our front line. But I did want to ask, what was your take on the differences of the first and second half? Because I think there was an obvious change when we came out of the locker room and how that first and second half kind of went. I think we looked like more solid, but it was a slow start on that second half.
I thought we really warmed up after, like, the 20th minute in the first half, but then I think we came out in the second half to, like, looking pretty lackadaisical and kind of slower. I thought, you know, at the end, like, at the the second half of the first half, I thought we were counterattacking a lot and, you know, getting the ball into a lot of free space and trying to score that way, which seemed to, you know, get us a few good chances on the Atletico net. But I thought at the beginning of the second half, we were trying to build more out of the back. It seemed like Atletico had you know, noticed that we were pushing up much harder on the counter at the end of the first half. So they were like, all right, let's sit back and try to, you know, get a point, right? As I was saying earlier, Atletico, I think, is like 14th in La Liga in scored goals. They've only scored 16 so far in the season, which is not a lot. And so I think, you know, they were trying to do what they do a lot of times against Barca, which is let's try to soak up, you know, the Barca possession and then maybe score on the counter and try to eke out a point or 3 points that way. And so I thought, you know, with the way Atletico shifted at the second half started, I thought we were trying to build up the back and it just didn't work well. And, you know, credit to their defense. And also, you know, we could use more width and more people who were running a little bit harder. But yeah, I thought the switch did flip off when that second half began.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Like I said, I thought they were a little bit slower in the beginning of that second half. It took us a lot of work to kind of re-warm up and, you know, break the defense, find some holes. It took us 85 minutes to score. So we had good momentum in that first or the end of the first half, and I liked it. And I was hoping I saw that kind of continue, a little bit there near the end before we scored, I would say. But overall, I really thought this was a change of gears for Barcelona. I think if this continues, and I hope it does, it's the start of a new narrative, and we can, you know, maintain this lead that we just snagged right back today. We're at 31 points, I believe, tied with Real Madrid.
Yeah. So, you know, I it wasn't really a beautiful performance, and I hope we don't continue the way we did today, but we won 3 points away in a pretty entertaining match, right? Hardly ever do you have a 1-0 match that kind of is that entertaining and fun to watch. It was a thriller for sure. Just hopefully we can, you know, kind of learn how to either, you know, try to get on the counterattacks more by pressing hard and pushing the ball when we get it, or alternatively, we need to learn how to build out of the back a bit better. But, you know, you can't complain winning a point away at Atletico in the rain with Lau as ref.
True.
That is something I will never be upset with. And like you said, we're tied for the first in La Liga, and we're all building up here to a big, big Clásico on December 18th.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. My cousin, who's a Real Madrid fan, wants to talk to me about the game after, and I want to see the other side of his perspective and see how the game goes. But I really have like a large confidence that we're going to do really well. I want to smoke them. It'll be fun to watch. Obviously, we want to bring some energy to this El Clásico. So, yeah, where are we here?
Thankfully, we don't have any game midweek. So our next game is this Saturday against Mallorca. Do you have any predictions? By the way, I think I predicted a 3-0 for this Atletico game.
You did.
And you predicted 1-1. So, unfortunately, neither of us got the correct
did
score.
Did I predict 1-1 or 2-0?
1-1.
Okay. What do I predict for this game? I'm going 2-0 then.
Against Mallorca again?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Thankfully, I think we're hopefully going to have the team build up. And, you know, Mallorca is not a very good team. They're 17th in La Liga right now. So I think we'll win 3-0, hopefully. You know, Messi scored today. It's actually kind of an interesting. He hasn't really been able to score too much from open play. So I'm hoping we can, you know, try to get him the ball more with space. You know, a lot of this season, it seems like he really has to go back into the midfield and create. I would like to see us, you know, maybe experiment with some more midfield combinations. We haven't seen Alenia. We haven't seen Ricky Puig, right? This is a game against 17th in the league, so maybe a time for us to experiment and see if we, you know, can do any more midfield combinations that will pay dividends. It seems like Valverde is experimenting, right? Today we saw the Rakitic instead of Busquets. And so I'm hoping that we keep tinkering with things around to find out what that best 11 we have is going to be.
Well, I kind of hope that we don't just see Messi, you know, save our skins again, right? Because today he saved us 3 points, and I'm happy for it, and it was awesome. I'm very excited that it happened, but I also want some of these other players to step up, you know, contribute to some assists, some goals. That way, you know, in other games that Messi doesn't feel the whole pressure on his back and having to carry us, you know, and save us, I really need more of a backbone for the team, you know, to bring in goals.
To be honest, I don't totally agree with your assessment that this game was, you know, Messi saving us. I mean, I thought it was a pretty good team effort. He certainly did score the goal, and it was pretty amazing. But you know, I think a lot of people put in some good work today, man. Stegen was huge. Sergio Roberto showed up big. I thought Arthur looked good when he was in. Frankie De Jong looked good after that first 20 minutes. Umtiti, you know, had to come in completely cold and looked like a boss. Looked pretty good after PK got injured. So, you know, I think it was definitely a team effort, and I'm glad to see that.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I agree. Maybe what I said was taken a little... I didn't really mean it in the sentence like... I mean, on the offensive scoring portion of the game when he saved us. Not necessarily overall. But you're right. I'm not going to argue that.
Sweet. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We will talk to you next weekend.